Hey guys, this is Life Talks with Scott. It's Thursday morning, and today we're going to continue talking about, you know, what we've been talking about with the apostles. We're really going to talk today about kind of what you see sometimes in the charismatic arena, as far as people calling themselves apostles, or, you know, some of them are, some of them aren't. And just kind of the, you know, what we laid the foundation, biblically speaking, of what an apostle is. Remember, apostle is first and foremost someone who's sent to an area with a unique authority in that area. They are servant first, okay? They involve foundations, laying foundations, coming into usually new areas, whether it's geographical or an area of influence, and laying new foundations. So these are, you know, we talked about a lot of that, and we looked at biblical examples and whatnot. So, you know, what about today when you see someone who has this huge ministry that, you know, let's say they oversee, 5,000 churches, and they call themselves an apostle. You know, what about that? Is this person an apostle, or are they not? You know, really, to be honest, the title is not important. It's the function that the person is walking in. Okay, it's not the title of the person, it's the function of the person. And so people who want to claim a title without really looking at the function, it's not right. You know, you should have a function in your life. You should function a certain way, and then people should start calling out that function. Really, the Lord should call out that function. But it's more of what your function is and not your title, because they're apostles. I think I shared in one of the podcasts of the series, there's an apostle in the Amazon who's over these small churches all throughout the Amazon. I mean, some of them were only like 10 people big. But he was an apostle. No one even knows about this dude except for the people who were there with him in the Amazon. But this guy was an apostle because he laid foundations. He was a servant. And so I would say this, the people, we need to be careful with individuals who call themselves apostles, but then call people, individuals to serve him. You need to serve me, you need to serve me, because that is not an apostle. In fact, it's upside down. Apostles are there to serve the people that they're building up. And I personally believe, this is me, I personally believe that the heartbeat of an apostle is Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 12, where it talks about building up the body, okay? That is the heartbeat of an apostle. I think the heartbeat of an apostle is we want to get new people saved into church, right? We want to get them saved, get them, you know, converted. We want to see them receive Jesus, and then we want to train them to maturity in all areas of the gospel, right? So they want to get them saved. They want to lay a solid foundation. And then when that foundation's laid, they want to birth leaders. So while they're laying foundations, and this is what Paul did, while Paul comes into a new city, and he first sees new people converted, right? So people who claim to be apostles, but all they're doing is going to other people's churches and pulling people away from their churches, that's not an apostle. Okay. Now, I'm not saying I'm not making a comment on switching churches to follow other people. That's not what I'm doing. I'm making a comment about people who aren't actually seeing new people come to Christ. They're not seeing new souls come to Christ. They're not going out and really expanding the kingdom. Okay. That's I have a problem with that, where people are like, I'm an apostle, follow me, instead of saying, I'm an apostle, I'm here to serve you. All right, and I'm here to serve the mission the Lord's given me. And let's be, like I said earlier, you know, apostles, there's a lot of ambiguity in what they actually do. It's a very broad term. So, but biblically speaking, apostles, they suffered. And so if you're going to claim yourself to be an apostle, then you know, I guess my question is, have you truly suffered for the gospel? You know, That's a legitimate question, I believe, and that's one that is biblically founded. If you claim yourself to be an apostle, have you truly suffered for the gospel? And are you serving your mission and purpose, or are you serving the Lord's and other people's? So an apostle, it brings people in, trains them up, founds them, and then once in the process of laying foundation, the apostle looks for leaders and other ministers that are coming out of these groups. So Paul would come into a church, he'd see people saved, he would teach them the foundations of Christ, and then as he's doing that, the Lord would speak to him about leaders, you know, establish these people, these leaders, and he would move on. And sometimes he was only in places for, sometimes he was only in places for a couple days, right? And he would birth churches. And then sometimes he was there for months or years. So we need to understand that. But again, apostles are breaking new ground and founding things in areas that the Lord's called them to. And so if you're going to talk about, you know, the apostles today, there's a lot of people who want to claim the title of apostle, but they don't truly, they don't have the description or characteristics of apostle. Just because you're a charismatic individual who's really gifted does not make you an apostle, right? Remember, there's such a heart of fathering that comes with an apostle, you know, for women too. Women can be fathers, spiritually speaking, I guess, you know, mothers, but a fathering that really comes in with the apostle. So that's something that I guess it doesn't concern me, but I would say, look, just because you're gifted and you have a huge network of churches under you doesn't make you an apostle. It could just make you a really great administrator, okay? An apostle is someone who's really breaking new ground. Like John Wesley had a very apostolic ministry. Let me give you some more modern day ones. Heidi Baker and Roland Baker, they went to Mozambique, an area that was pretty, you know, there was the gospel there in some small isolated locations, but they came in there and really broke some ground and really laid some major foundations and saw a huge movement of people come into the kingdom. Not only that, they saw a huge outbreak of leaders being birthed, of the Holy Spirit moving powerfully. And you want to talk about some of the people who probably sacrificed so much. You just go read their books, and you read their books, it kind of like checks you, and you can say, Jesus, am I even saved? Not because of what they're seeing, but because of what they've given for the gospel, their sacrifice. They are a great example of what I would say a modern-day apostolic ministry and apostles. And you have people who are nameless. You know, they're not known, and they're still apostles. So I think that's the heartbeat of it. You know, the heartbeat of it is, for me, it's a father. It's a father that looks at a certain location or certain area and says, I'm going to bring the kingdom into this area, and we are going to train up sons and daughters of Christ. They're going to be mature. We're going to empower them in the fullness of the gospel, all the charismatic gifts, and we are going to release them, right? And I think that's the full ministry. So just because someone claims themselves an apostle doesn't mean that they actually operate in the function of an apostle. Another thing to consider is for church government. You know, does the New Testament provide a accurate description of the church government? And the reality is no. The New Testament does not really give, and you know, I was listening to Craig Keener was talking about this exact same thing the other day. The New Testament does not really give any description of what New Testament church government should look like. There's a lot of freedom in reality. The New Testament, what it shows is it shows that whatever works best for a culture is probably the church government that needs to be established. Now, regardless of what government the church tends to operate, because, you know, we have presbyteries, we have congregational, we have, you know, hierarchical, you know, the one where you just have one leader. And so you have these types of various types of church governments across denominations. So people sometimes want to claim apostle because it's like, I'm at the top. Or bishop, which is really just an overseer. And so the reality is there is no actual, this is the correct church government described in the Bible. However, every leader in the church is really a servant to those whom they're leading. And so a true leader of a church is there to serve those. And we have so flipped the model upside down where some people, not everyone, but some people who claim to be apostles are looking for people to serve them instead of there to serve the people they've been sent to. That is probably one of the biggest defining factors, is you can have apostolic leaders who are very well known that are there to serve their body and to serve the people and to serve the church and not vice versa. So, again, Heidi Baker and Roland Baker are a great example of that. They're there in Mozambique. They went to the poorest of the poor, to the weakest of the weak, to the forgotten, and they said, we're just going to serve you guys. And through that, that entire movement over by Iris Ministries was birthed. And so that's it, guys. That's all we have time for today. This will conclude our series on apostles. Look, you know, before I close out, you know, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, whatever, you know, whatever. Don't get so caught up on the term and the title. Look at the function of someone's life, because a lot of times, you know, I understand titles can help bring like, oh my gosh, that explains why I do what I do, or I feel what I feel, or why I feel driven to this area. I understand that, but don't get so caught up on a title, you know, and everyone's trying to be a fivefold. The reality is fivefold is not for the majority of the body. A fivefold are for the people who are called to really help guide the body, okay? Fivefold, they're a gift to the church, is what Ephesians tells us, that the fivefold is a gift from Christ to the church. The church is his gift to the world, all right? And so we need to understand that. So don't get caught up on titles. Look at the function of the people. And we need to understand that just because someone's prophetic doesn't mean they're a prophet, okay? Paul was prophetic. This dude went to heaven. He had prophetic encounters. He was even called a prophet, but his main function in the Bible is apostolic. He was an apostle. All right. You know, and then you have people who are prophets, like you look at like Chuck Pierce right now, modern day. This dude's a prophet, but he also operates with an apostolic mindset. Okay, so there's a lot of bleed over in terms of in terms of these titles. So don't get caught up on that. Or just because someone has a good ability to teach doesn't mean they're actually a teacher. Okay, they just have a good ability to teach. And so I think we need to understand, you know, we use the word, when we talk about redemptive gifts at Christian Center, we use the word like free money in terms of where you have free money at. In other words, where is the Lord's favor and grace on you in a certain area that just makes it very easy for you to operate that way, right? And I think that's a big thing in terms of, you know, people who claim themselves apostles or prophets or whatever. But anyway, that's it, guys. Look, if you have any questions about this, please leave comments. You know, it's something where I think in this generation, we're going to have to really define the apostolic, okay, and what that looks like. And I think the Bible does a good job, but I think the Bible also leaves it very ambiguous. But I do believe that there are certain defining characteristics, which we've talked about through this series, for the apostolic. The first being you're sent, the second being you're a servant. You're there to serve people, not be served. So anyway, I bless you guys, and we'll talk with you guys on Tuesday.